There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hello, Paul Allen, PA, voice of the Vikings. We miss you. We're going to Canterbury Park in Minnesota. Jeremy Plunk, race one. He likes the four. Johnny up. 5-2 on the morning line. And in race four, the opposite of Mellencamp. Hurts so bad. The three hurts so bad on top at 9-2. You can wager on these races and more at First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. If you sign up today, use the code VEGAS22. You'll get $100 in free bets. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details on this exclusive offer for VSiN fans. VSiN.com/horses.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. I love the name of that horse so much, Johnny Up. I'm going to make that my new saying.
Johnny Up?
That's my new saying on the show.
Yep.
You better Johnny Up, Paulie.
Johnny Utah?
Yep.
Johnny America?
Johnny Up.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that a thing.
I got to reach out to Paul Allen. Oh, I got to talk to Paul. Love this. I love to see Paul get the job for the Raiders.
Okay, what?
Yeah. Be great.
You want to see him leave Minnesota?
Raiders.
He is like a...
Raiders.
He's an institution there in Minneapolis.
I know he is. It's a juggernaut at KFAN.
Uh-huh.
Juggernaut, the ratings.
Wow.
But it's Las Vegas, and it's the... It's the Raiders, baby.
He is a very strong play-by-play man.
Yes.
Awesome on the Vikings. Has been for many, many years. Oh, that'd be cool if you moved out to Las Vegas. Like to hang with that guy. Tip of the strip, right? Okay, so...
More action than a Rambo movie. I love that line.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, kind of one of the riddles was answered, right? In the NFL, the offseason, Mayfield, after months of speculation... Is going to move from Cleveland to Carolina. And I will say this, like in terms of like what you were going to try to find betting yesterday, I was looking for the week one game because it's fitting, right, that Mayfield now is going to probably be the quarterback of the Panthers in week one against his former team as they take on the Browns. I was surprised to see how long threes were still available on the board. Not, it wasn't on the board for like 2 minutes. I'm talking about a good probably 5, 7, 8, 10 minutes where threes were available in week one. Carolina plus that number. And plus 130 on the money line. I grabbed some plus 3 minus 115. And I grabbed some plus 130 on the money line. Other books completely took it off the board, as you can imagine. Circa moved Cleveland to minus 1. So did DraftKings, FanDuel. Bet Rivers had minus 1.5 and a money line of plus 105. In terms of where these players... rated last year at their position, Pro Football Focus rated Baker Mayfield the 30th quarterback in the league. Darnold was number 36 per their numbers, only one spot ahead of Big Ben, and they only ranked 37 guys. Darnold was 36th.
It's an upgrade. Again, we keep beating this guy up. He was injured last year. All right. And they also, you know, what he thinks and other people, that they set him up to look bad with the game plan and what happened on Monday night loss against Pittsburgh. But again, 2 years ago, they won a playoff game and they have Kansas City on the ropes on the road. They almost went to the AFC title game. 27 years old. I think he has a lot left. Certainly he hasn't lived up to the hype as a number one overall pick, but an upgrade over Darnold. Darnold can play, and I'm seeing Ghost is going to follow him around the rest of his career. The report that Robbie Anderson tweeted on or put on Instagram, no, when the first report came around.
I see that he addressed the media yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't have a problem with Baker Mayfield, is what he said.
Well, it said they're... Well, okay, but apparently the player you do, because all you do, you said no. I saw it on Instagram, what he said. But there is a path here, and I'm picking up what Joe Fortenbaugh's putting down. An owner, a billionaire owner who's sick and tired of losing, and they have to do something. A coach that's on the hot seat, a doable schedule, a schedule that's manageable, and they could get off to a 3-1 start. A win total of 6.5, an alt total of 5, over minus 210, plus 450. To make the playoffs, a healthy McCaffrey, some good weapons. Yes, the Fortenbaugh tweet. Not a huge Mayfield guy, but last year, Carolina 1-7 in one score games, minus 13 turnover differential, which was second worst, 52 sacks allowed, which was 28th, and they addressed the offensive line. McCaffrey coming back, lean over. Sure, tough division. You got to worry about Tampa. Saints are going to be, maybe you can split with the Saints. That's no bargain. But it's right, and a Dan Orlovsky tweet again, if you get his tweet, in opinion, if you get the 2020 Baker, this is a playoff team. But a little aggressive because it's still good teams in the NFC, but take a peek at that schedule. You know, you get great that this happens now, right? The timing, they open up against the Browns, you won't have Watson, they take on the Giants, they get the Saints at home, Arizona at home, who knows what Trey Lance is going to be. They play three straight home games?
Yeah.
Wow. Four of the first five at home. And who knows what Lance is going to give you. There's a path there, like they did last year. Get off to a good start. Just got to avoid the injury.
Okay, I am going to shop around when the show's done with today. And I'm going to look for the best playoff price I can find on the Panthers. And because, again, I will rattle off the teams in the NFC. Again, this is not the AFC we're talking about. Where the AFC, I think you can make a case for like 13 teams to make the playoffs. Again, I will rattle off the teams that are considered the best in this conference. Dallas and Philadelphia. Green Bay and Minnesota, Tampa, New Orleans win total is 8.5, and you have the Rams then, the Niners, but a big question mark in my opinion with Lance, and Arizona, they were 11-6 last year. So that's 9 teams I rattled off. And I think you can make the case for Carolina over probably 3 or 4 of them at the right number to make a bet on and to get into the playoffs. But again, I'm going to throw that word around a lot, if, right? If Mayfield stays healthy and he's completely recovered from why he was no good last year. That injury was a big part of why he was... I mean, go back and watch the Green Bay game. It was vile and nasty. He could have had 6 INTs.
Yep.
That was a Christmas Day massacre.
No doubt about it. And that's what Zach's point earlier about maybe they can, you know, 9 wins with Brissett if Watson suspended the whole year. That is a sick running game. And you're right. But that's also Stefanski. They're running all over him.
Yeah.
What are you throwing for?
Terrible game plan.
Good point. He was terrible Monday night. He was awful in that game. He was awful against the Vikings. He had Beckham wide open. Yep. Could have won that game. No doubt about it. You know, yep. He had a bad year. Can I interest you in comeback player of the year, 15-20-1?
No.
Because we don't know even if he'll be in the job.
Yeah.
How many games he will play. You
no.
won't do it. Can I interest you at 10-1 to win 10 games?
Well, if I like him plus... They're going to have to win 9 to get into the playoffs, right?
You never know.
Well, then if maybe they win 10.
You never know.
8-9 to get in.
What did Pittsburgh go last year?
9-8.
They were 9-8. So they had a tie.
Oh, was it 8-1? Yeah, tied with 8.
Help me out, Dustin. What did the Steelers go?
8-1, I think, top of my head.
They had that tie, yeah. Okay, so that's, okay, yeah, you never know. But that's certainly, can you do better than plus 450 to make the playoffs? I imagine you can. That's what I'm seeing. But 10-1 to win 10 games is also, and I mentioned you can go get nuts here and go alt over 5 minus 210.
Yep. All right, so we had on Zach Jackson 35 minutes ago, who covers the Browns for The Athletic, lives in the city, and based on this move yesterday, we asked him then on the Browns and Deshaun Watson, how long does he think Watson's suspension is going to be?
I don't know, and I know that's a lame radio answer. I would say, if I having to give you an answer, I would say yes, just based upon I do not believe that the NFL would let it leak out that they're seeking indefinite at least a year if they really weren't. And I believe in all of this, and they sat through a three-day trial last week, right? And both sides are filings due on Monday. I do not believe the NFL would go this far if it thought it was going to lose. That's just based on the NFL's past and how PR conscious the NFL is. Now, if there is a settlement tomorrow and it's 10 games, I won't be stunned. I guess if the NFL does lose, I won't be stunned either. I mean, any avenue of communication I've had on this, frankly, has gone dry as this has gone on and on. But I just think, guys, we're approaching a 20-month investigation. This is the story in the football world that everyone is talking about. And the NFL is very sensitive to all of this stuff. It has been public momentum. It has been one-sided. But it's all been really bad stuff, really bad optics, and really bad thoughts on what Deshaun Watson did, right? So, yeah, if I had to lean one way, I would say he's looking at a really long suspension, and I will not be stunned if it's 1 year too indefinite when it comes out in a week or two.
Okay, and by the way, at the very end, that last sentence, he finished by saying in a week or two. He told us that off the air as well. He said, because their camp starts in like 3 weeks.
You got to get going here.
So he's pretty convinced that we're going to have an answer on Watson within the next 7 to 10 to 14 days.
And I also agree with him because they tried and they tried and they tried for a settlement and they're not close.
Yes.
Which means they want a year.
Yes.
And they're probably saying, I don't know, 8, 6, who knows what the NFLPA is arguing, but that's probably not even close and they're not even the same ballpark. So, yeah. Mm.
I also think that Carolina's, flipping it back to that team for a second, I think this helps out their defense. Some good points I thought were brought up by Bill Barnwell in his column on ESPN.com. They were 21st in points allowed per game last year. He called it misleading because Carolina faced the fourth most drives in football and inherited the league's worst average starting field position by more than 1.5 yards.
Mm.
So that's big. And immediately my first reaction was this is also going to be better for DJ Moore. And as Barnwell pointed out, 498 career targets from a mostly compromised Cam Newton, Kyle Allen, Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker, Taylor Heineke, Garrett Gilbert, and Will Greer. And last year, he was thrown 34 catchable passes traveling 10 yards or more downfield, the second most of any receiver in football. So it's been just a god-awful quarterback situation for the Carolina Panthers. Now, you're not going to go from what it's been to, you know, Tom Brady, clearly, but it is at least a mild upgrade.
There's a chance they trade Darnold, too, and
maybe
go with Corral as the backup.
Maybe. I can't get over
if he agrees to a pay cut.
The 2018 draft, the top three, it was Mayfield 1, Barkley 2, Darnold number 3. Quentin Nelson went number 6 to the Colts. He's the best guy in the top 6.
Yep.
Josh Allen 7. Rosen went 10. And Lamar Jackson all the way back in number 32.
They did it to themselves, though. Carolina had so many chances to draft a good quarterback, acquire somebody, couldn't do it. They wanted to get Watson. That couldn't happen.
Yep.
And this is what they have.
Yep.
This bag of excrement.
It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. We will recap last night's betting action. What a tough one for a guy to go out there and pitch as well as he did, and he has nothing to show for it. Win-lose coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Look at this. Big dogs cash again. Royals win a game. Upset the Astros. They were plus 240. Burns was great, but no run support. Cubs win plus 220. They rally late. Nationals, plus 185. All the talk there, as we mentioned, they're so bad in the division, and they beat Nola, and they were a huge dog. And Schwarber hits two in the game. That was it. No help. He was plus 220 to hit a home run.
Yeah.
White Sox in play, 7-1. They trailed. They were down. This Twins bullpen, my God. They were down two runs in the eighth and rallied to win in 10. Tigers, plus 150. Beat the Guardians again. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. Get up there for the live video stream. And this dog has got some talent. Good job with the sword fighting here. Look at this. These guys are going at it. This guy's got one in his, he's got one in his mouth here. And he doesn't miss a beat as he's coming in. He'll Obi-Wan Kenobi, that dog. He's got it with the sword. Look at him.
Pace talented. Yourself, man.
Yes, right. Well, he's going fast, too, right. But he's coming in doing his little sword fighting. That guy's talented. Excellent job. Good for him. Smart dog. Well, the monkey was smart, too. He figured it out. Fool me once, right? Comes over with the porcupine. Hey, how you doing? And realizes, okay, I got to get away. That didn't feel good. Now he's running for his life. Good escapability. Good pocket awareness from the monkey. He got up there. He got up and out of there quick. He knows what was coming for him. Prickly pear.
He's lucky the tree doesn't break here. It's a really thin, tiny tree.
Yeah, if he lands on him, good observation. Sure. And this lunatic, John Daly, at it again. We're at a high school in Ohio, and he's a tee shot over the highway onto a football field.
Jeez.
Look, come on. Is he barefoot, too?
Of course he is, yeah.
He's barefoot.
Oh, you got to respect the game.
Yeah. What if he has a bad day, though? If he has a bad tee shot, he's going to take out that car.
Well, there's a windshield that's going to be damaged goods.
Right. I know he's a professional. But my God.
You know, that happened several times at the baseball fields where I grew up at. The parking lot was right next door. Foul territory, outfield, windshields, windows getting cracked constantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 This is incredible. Big time Lose Some. Someone sent this in. I received an email from the airport airlines to come pick up my lost luggage 5 days after arriving home. Chaos. This is about 1/4 of what is here. Unveiled. Oh, no. There's your lost luggage going in. Can you imagine? It's just a room filled with bags. How long does that take?
Yeah, and let me give you this.
Find that.
So, Victor Hovland is participating. You see the story?
Yes.
It affects... nobody is safe from this, right? He's at the Scottish Open. This story came out yesterday. He was currently without clubs or clothes as the tournament was about to begin. Yeah, you guessed it. All of his stuff that he was traveling with, lost. That's fun, huh? Has it ever happened to you?
Especially as a golfer. No, thank God.
Yeah, it's happened.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, no, that's a bad beat. I'm going to put this under lose some here, too. Pickle pizza. Where is this? Is this at a state fair? Indiana State Fair? Oh, God. Oh.
I love dill, and I'm not a big ranch guy, but like a combination of dill and ranch, okay, maybe, but that on a pizza with pickles?
No.
Oh, boy.
I can't get there.
You give me pineapple any day of the week over that nonsense.
Yeah, I don't want that either. Who sent this in? Did you find this? My hometown, St. Cloud, Minnesota.
This is where Paulie grew up at.
Look at this house. Okay, that's innocuous, right? No big deal from the outside. But then peekaboo. Oh, my God. It's like out of the new... Margot Robbie, that Barbie movie. Look at this setup. Right out of the 50s. The pink.
Yeah, who is That's going to kitchen. Be interested in this house?
$250,000. It's a steal.
It's a good handle on Twitter called Zillow Gone Wild.
Yeah.
So they track all these homes from across, like, basically, well, the country and I think the world that are just, like, people lost their minds doing whatever they wanted to their homes. They're like, yeah, now it's for sale.
The bathroom's ridiculous. That's the worst part about it. How they got, that is something. All right, couple bad beats. Twins again. Twins were $1.10. The Twins led 3-1, 5-3, 6-5, and 8-6 in the bottom of the eighth. They blew it and got beat 9-8. And a moose in Cincinnati. The under, vicious beat. Reds plus 145. The under, the total was 9.5. It was 3-2 Cincinnati in the top of the ninth. Controversial call goes against them, and the Mets erupt for a 5 spot in the 10th and win 8-3. My God. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Still waiting on the NBA news, and we could be waiting a while what the Nets are going to do. I mentioned that earlier, just asinine, what an exec said. Ayton, Bridges, Johnson, 5 picks, not enough for Durant.
How do you make that comment?
Okay, yeah. But also, it's an organization, and we talked, I can't remember who said it, but there needs to be a fall guy. Or there will be a fall guy for what transpired in Brooklyn, for turning the organization over to two superstars, and it's now you'll be down to one because Kyrie's probably going to the Lakers. But they got rid of Atkinson. They got rid of LeVert. They got rid of Allen. They got rid of Dinwiddie. So that could be Marks. But Marks also knows his job's on the line, so he has to make the perfect trade here.
Right.
And can't get – so that's why it's going to take a while and take some time. But all this stuff, this posturing and – a little bit of negotiation, which there's no interest in Kyrie other than the Lakers. And the Lakers are maybe saying, I don't want to give up those two picks or that pick in 2027, or I don't want your Joe Harris deal. And but rest assured, I think Kyrie's going to be a Laker. But at least I like their plan B, though, with Heald, Gordon, both one or the other.
All right. So, Paulie, let me bring this up to you then. I listened to a podcast with Chris Mannix and Howard Beck. They've covered the NBA for a long, long time. And they kicked around like so many different scenarios. How about this one? Chris Mannix brought up the Suns getting involved for Donovan Mitchell.
Ayton?
No, Ayton? I think he brought up, for that one, I believe he brought up Bridges and picks.
I like that, yeah.
And you would have, basically they said that Mitchell could be a primary ball handler along with Paul and use Booker a little bit more off the ball.
Okay, Paul's getting up there in age too. Yes. Yeah, and we agree, Mitchell's going to be moved. This is just posturing by Utah.
Okay, and then Mannix said, is it time that we seriously start to think that KD and Kyrie can come back and play with Brooklyn? He brought that up.
No.
Howard Beck said KD can come back to Brooklyn, but he doesn't see a scenario where Kyrie's going to be back with the Nets. He said, in fact, he said there's no way Kyrie comes back. His words.
Yep. I agree with him.
And those are the two guys who floated around the Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and picks for KD.
They are being fed, these NBA guys are being fed bad info on purpose. They're being used. 2 weeks ago, Wode said Kyrie's played his last game in Brooklyn. Then it's like, well, okay, then not much interest. And then you saw the odds plummet. Went from 50-1 to 30-1. He's not coming back. And now how good, if Durant changes his mind or they're like, eh, you know, we tried. I mean, I guess that one guy could change his mind, Durant. But if he comes back, how good is that team? I can't get there. Celtics are much better. Bucks are much better. Sixers are better. Heat are better.
And I would not do that trade if I'm the Celtics.
No.
Now, again, they brought it up. They discussed it for a few minutes. I can't get there with Boston giving up Brown, Smart, and picks. Because they said, like, that one, they brought up OG and Siakam potentially from the Raptors.
What's going on with Ayton? This stuff with the Nets is holding up the moves with Ayton. Maybe it's something in Indiana, but I don't know what's going to happen with Ayton. And for the Nets to say we don't have any interest in him, that's just bizarre.
I know. I mean, that...
Really?
If one GM said that, I could not disagree more with that.
That's just stupid.
That's not enough for Kevin Durant?
Come on. You got to look at the age and the injury history and maybe only has four or five years left.
I will tell you what part of it is picking up steam that I'm starting to buy a little bit.
Okay.
That it's going to take a lot longer than we originally thought.
Oh, yes. Because you're going to need multiple teams involved unless it's Toronto.
Right.
Toronto's the only team that can just do a deal. Here you go. Here's what we're given. Let's go. Everyone else has got to do. Everyone has to get another team involved.
Like people are now throwing out, this could actually go until maybe like training camp.
Oh, my God.
That long.
That's a fiasco. VSiN will be broadcasting live from the Summer League through July 17th. Catch the Edge with Jonathan Von Tobel and Matt Humans, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, live from the Summer League every weekday. You never know who's walking by. They should get some huge guests there. One year we got Cuban on the show. He walked off the interview. One of the few times in my career that's happened. Walked off.
Oh, didn't care for the questions?
I was asking him about his personal life. I mean, you have more money than God. Like, what's the last book you read, concert you went to?
Uh-huh.
It was Prince, he said. It's a long time ago. But, follow us at VSiN Live on Twitter, at VSiN Live on YouTube. Big guests, live updates all throughout the VSiN shows.
It's funny because at one point we had Isaiah Thomas and Chauncey Billups sit down at the same time. Isaiah Thomas did the same exact thing. He left, put his headphones down. I had to ask them a question about Darko Milicic. Had to. I had both guys at the same time. He smiles, laughs, takes his headphones off. That's it for me.
Was it Isaiah or Joe Dumars?
It was Isaiah Thomas.
Why did he get up?
Didn't want to answer it.
He did. Oh, come on.
He did not want to answer. This is 15 years after the fact, probably.
He had Mello and Bosch on
12 years after the fact.
Dwayne Wade, right?
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade and Mello and Bosch went after
something. Yeah, he asked about the process taking him. Smiled, laughed. No, that's it for me. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get 50% off all expert picks at winnersandwiners.com with promo code VSiN. FTM50 at checkout. Winners and Winers best bets backed with a win guarantee. Promo code VSiN, FTM50 at checkout. Get 50% off all expert picks today, winnersandwiners.com. And they always do a good job with the game previews, no matter what sport it is. At winnersandwiners.com. MLB card coming up in a second. How about a quick door number one, door number two? Door number one, Subway Series. Door number two, Dodgers, Astros. The scandal, the rivalry, revisit the Joe Kelly thing, throwing at him.
What would I prefer? Which one would
what
I
would
bet
you
on?
Prefer?
Oh, man. If we could get... Well, Yankees-Mets would be awesome. But if we could get the storylines of Dodgers-Astros one more time playing to revisit everything that happened in 2017, that would be tough to beat.
Dodger fans pissed?
Oh, absolutely.
Yankee fans still pissed?
Do you know what the atmospheres would be like?
Oh, God.
Same thing in New York. They'd be awesome. Yeah. But I mean, that also...
What if we get Dodgers-Mets, NLCS, and ALCS-Yankees?
Yankees-Astros?
Woo-hoo!
And then, honestly, if we had Dodgers-Yankees...
How about those pitching matchups? Right. We haven't had Dodgers-Yankees in forever.
What would you take right now? Seven-game series, ALCS, Yankees home field. They're hosting the Astros. What would you take the – like, what number would you need to bet the Astros?
Not much.
Plus 120?
I would take the – yes. Yes. William Hill, World Series exactas. Yankees-Dodgers, 10-1. Dodgers over the Yankees, 14-1. Subway Series, Yankees-Mets, 18-1. Mets-Yankees, 25-1. Dodgers-Astros, 18-1. Astros-Dodgers, 25-1. Mets-Astros and Astros-Mets, 33-35-1. DeGrom, Scherzer?
Boy, that could happen.
Yes.
Because.
That's a good. I bet that.
So they pushed. They're being careful here. They're pushing Scherzer back from Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's going to go Monday, I believe, instead. And DeGrom, he goes again. Is it tonight, I believe?
I thought it was Friday. Is it okay. Friday, Dust? I thought it was Friday.
It's Friday. Sorry, I had it in the notes. He, that's going to be for single A St. Lucie. So he faced, what, six guys last time? He struck out five of them. That's been your entire angle on the Mets for, what, a solid 3 months now?
Yep.
Playing this well?
Well, they're a lot better than I thought.
Going to get him back? Yeah, they survived without him.
To have this record without those guys? Yeah.
That's,
you know, good luck. It's still, I love the Gonsolin story, but if it's DeGrom and Scherzer against Gonsolin, and I love Kershaw, but it's just, we know what he's been like in the postseason.
Well, at that time, Bueller should be back.
Yeah, and Urias maybe too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Tough Dodger lineup. It'd be a hell of a series.
That'd be a great series.
I'll tell you, but that's also the Dodgers do this every year. 105 wins and stub their toe in the playoffs. You can't discount the Braves either.
I was going to say, give me some numbers
Braves
on the Braves
might win the division,
here.
Yeah.
What do you have for Braves? Yeah, Braves, Astros, Braves, Yankees.
Braves, Yankees, 30-1.
I can see Braves, Astros absolutely happening.
Braves, Yankees is 30-1.
You got to go down the list. I like that.
Holy cow. What do you want?
I want Braves, Astros, young man.
You want Braves, Astros?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mama.
Just keep scrolling.
Astros Braves is 50-1.
That series, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I don't mind that bet at all.
These are good.
Astros have 53 wins. Yankees have 59.
Good.
So can they catch them for overall best record in the American League?
Yep.
Still plenty of time to do that.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
Those are some good numbers.
Good prop.
Yep.
Yep.
On the docket that we have today, we mentioned Gonsolin going for the Dodgers. That was so yesterday on the show, and we're on obviously before some of these games start like 12 hours, right? But it looked like Gonsolin was potentially going to go, and that number was 335, and he didn't go, and that was White who eventually pitched for the Dodgers. And now tonight, he's laying much smaller number than that.
Yep, I don't get it.
Here's the deal on Gonsolin. This is truly amazing. He's made 15 starts. He has not allowed more than two runs a single start so far this year, and he's allowed one or zero runs 11 different times.
Sick. And I like your pecking order, too. Sandy, Gonsolin for our NL Cy Young,
right.
What this guy has done. And you are also right as well. You turn your head for a couple seconds, bam, they're going to be a 1-10 or $1,500 favorite to win the division. Although I do like the Padres tonight. I think that's a good price on Musgrove. $1.25, $1.30 range. Good job by the Cubs showing some guts in Milwaukee, too, by the way. But Musgrove has had one bad inning the whole year. $1.30, Giants leaking oil. Webb, a different pitcher. Giants, a different team with Webb on the road as opposed to home. And Musgrove has lost two in a row, but again, he pitched well last time out of just that tough stretch against the Phillies where he had the bad inning. But he's had a hell of a year. So I think that's a good price on Musgrove, although the Padres come limping in, dropped 8 of their last 10. And the Yankees and Red Sox, giddy up. Still 16 meetings left head-to-head.
I like that.
But you have to like Cole tonight. It's a great story with the Red Sox turning this around, and they go from sellers to buyers at the deadline. But four of their five pitchers are hurt. Their bullpen is 18th in ERA. That's a huge edge to the Yankees. Yankees number one in ERA, number one in runs, number one in home runs. And I just think they're going to be too much tonight, and Cole will do a good job holding the Red Sox in check. And I think they'll get a plenty of run support here for him tonight, too, in a big four-game set.
Yep. Some future numbers on awards after last night and with what Ohtani did. He had a big two-run single to put the Angels up over the Marlins. And then He allowed one run in the game, but it was unearned. It came on an error right away in the first inning. And after that, El Zippo for the Marlins. He completely shut him down. Had 10 strikeouts again last night. So looking at the American League Cy Young odds, McClanahan is the shortest shot on the board at many spots, followed by Verlander, who is right behind McClanahan. And then it's Ohtani, number three in the pecking order. He has now leapfrogged Gerrit Cole, Dylan Cease, Gausman, Manoah, and Cortez, and I would say rightfully so. And they flashed the MVP odds up there as well. He's down to around 225 now to win it. And Judge, depending on where you look, again, even money, basically, I see minus 130 out there as well. But it goes, to win the MVP, it goes Judge 1, Ohtani 2, Yordan Alvarez is number 3.
He needs more respect. He does.
Alvarez does.
Having a great year.
Yep.
Yep.
I just, if Ohtani, if he does this again.
Who said that on our show, Ohtani fatigue?
I think it was Jensen Lewis, who does Major League Baseball radio on Sirius XM.
Not that he has it.
He doesn't have it, right. But he said that he thinks other people might.
Yeah.
And in year number 2 of something we've never seen before, you might get tired of this story.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Okay.
Who would be your Judge. If you had a vote, you give it to Judge.
Yes, right now. But Ohtani's been on a sick run here. All right, so give it to Judge. And Judge is even money to lead the league in home runs. Schwarber now down to 4-1.
I think if Judge can beat Roger Maris's Yankee record of 61
Bingo.
Home runs,
Bingo.
That'll be huge with the voters.
Yep, that's right.
Some huge favorites on the board, though.
I'll tell you,
the last 2 days, dogs have been awesome.
Yes,
huge prices coming in.
10 of them won 2 days ago. And a good series with the Mets and the Marlins gets underway. I don't trust Williams. There could be runs in that game. Williams has had a rough go of it. But Marlins right there. Who's to say they can't catch to get that final wild card with these other teams struggling? Mets win last night again, 24-7 off a loss. And 5-2 Mets so far, head-to-head. One of the few teams, that's knocked off Sandy this year. And Adon goes for the Nats in a day game. He is personally 1-11 with an ERA of 7. They are 1-12 in his starts. Oh, mama. This should be a home run derby. Remember that on ESPN back in the day?
I used to watch it every day after
school. With Schwarber now with 27, you'd think the Phillies would get right after blowing it as a big favorite yesterday. But mm-hmm. this Adon kid, much like, and I think we'll see Houston get the $4 because his Bubik, he's got an ERA of 7. The Astros should tee him up today, too.
You mentioned the Marlins. Why can't they get in? They're 3 games back of a wild card spot right now.
Juicy.
But they have the Giants,
right there.
The Phillies, and the Cardinals all ahead of them.
I'm ready to draw a line through the Giants. I really am. There's just too many games left against the Padres and Dodgers.
Well, okay, so like
that. I know they swept the Dodgers at home last time they played, but it's just they're really struggling now.
They had a chance to make some serious hay.
Yes, they did.
And
they lost at home to the Reds.
That's exactly right.
The Arizona series, right?
And the White Sox.
Yep.
That stretch
swept.
Against those teams, they could have, held their ground or else made up some ground, and instead it was really, really bad for that team. Yeah, that was no good. And I think the Phillies can be had as well. I bet the Marlins 100-1 to win the National League. That goes back a couple of weeks. I cannot love the
inflated record because they're 12-1 against the Nats, but
they also had I think they started off 8-15 in one run games. They had unbelievably bad luck. Mm. And I know the division's hard, but the thought of, again, sneaking into the playoffs, just give me a shot. Just give me one possible shot, and I think the Marlins could, open up the door, bam.
And I'll be watching the Blue Jays and Mariners tonight. That's a big series. Seattle's hot. They're only a game under 500. They went 12 of 15, and the Blue Jays head in the other direction. That's a good series now that Seattle's got their act together.
They're a half a game behind Cleveland right now in the wild card, but Cleveland's 3.5 out. The Mariners made up 7.5 games on the Guardians in 16 days. That is tough to do.
Right. It should have been more thanks to the Twins bullpen.
And they pulled it off. Up next here on Follow the Money, In Pocket Plays, what we're betting here on the show. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. You're up.
Hey, Paulie, here we go in Puckett's Plays. I'm going to go a little bit out of my element for this time of the day, but I am seeing some home run props populate the boards. Give me two shots I'm taking tonight. Give me Jacques Peterson plus 340 against Joe Musgrove. Has four home runs off of him in his career in 16 plate appearances. And I will take a shot with Nick Castellanos. Swing and a drive. Castellanos. Home run tonight. Appears as if we have some good hitter-friendly conditions tonight. And Adon's on the mound for the Nationals. I'll take plus 390. What sad news, July 4th, huh? Swing and a drive. There's Castellanos going deep again.
They have that as a house special at Bet Rivers. As a long drive to left for Castellanos.
Is that what it's called?
That's how it's phrased with the brand.
It's happened now, I think, two or three times with him. Because it happened again. The Phillies broadcast was talking about something like, I was sad or whatever, promoting like, hey, we're going to have benefit this day, benefit this disease day. Castellanos at the plate. There's a shot to left. See you later. Call 888 to fight cancer, whatever.
Yeah.
It's happened two or three times in his career.
Yeah. All right. Good luck. Taking a shot. There you go.
Yeah.
Very good. No good here. The Barrios pitched well, and we couldn't get the over in the Blue Jays game. Not even close with that one. So that's a loser. I'm going to take a shot here in honor of Paul Stone. I tell you. Now, he's got a good price on Coastal Carolina. We previewed the Sun Belt earlier with Paul, and he grabbed plus 650 on Coastal Carolina. He's got the best coach he sees and Caldwell and the best quarterback in McCall, no doubt about it. And they are 22-3 the last couple years. It's an intriguing conference with App State, although they've you know, not having been what the new coach hasn't worked out in Clark. Marshall comes in. I'm very interested to see what James Madison does coming up from FCS. See what they do. That's a good story.
Now, they are ineligible to win the conference this year?
I believe so, yes. Yes. But in the West, Louisiana won 13 games, but they lose their coach Napier, and they are 23-2 the last 2 years. Napier leaves. They also won both bowl games, but they only return 11 starters. So at Bet Rivers, you can find Troy at 14-1. I think there's a chance they could win the West, and then it's up for grabs. Phil Steele points out Troy had three straight double-digit win seasons heading into 2019. But with the coaching change, they dropped to 5-7. They were 109 on his experience chart in 2020. Then they got to 4-2, but were ravaged by COVID. They almost beat Coastal Carolina, finished 5-6. They opened 5-4. And then a couple losses and missed a bowl. Their four wins were by 27 points per game. The four losses were by a combined 12 points. New coach, they return 18 starters. He thinks they have the best D-line in the conference and the number two set of linebackers. You never know with Louisiana now losing all these guys and their coach. And how much was it Napier? And that's, I'll take a shot there. They have to go to Louisiana, but they're off a bye. So they have extra rest, and Louisiana does not in that game. And Louisiana's going with a sophomore at quarterback, as they lost their quarterback as well with Lewis. So let's take a shot at 14-1. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com.
This is from Michael Hecht. Email is ftm@vsin.com, talking about the Dodgers. Don't forget, they're getting Dustin May back as well.
Ginger guard. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And so that to add to Bueller once he comes back, Kershaw now back in the rotation, Gonsolin, Urias as well.
And they showed the Padres who was boss this past weekend. I mean, it should have been a sweep. They blew it in the ninth inning.
Oh, I totally, yeah.
It just they and I know Tatis will be back at some point, but they completely shut them down. Starting pitching was great.
Okay, so earlier today we had Zach Jackson on from The Athletic. He covers the Cleveland Browns. Took time out on his vacation to join the show. How cool is that?
Good man.
And so we were talking about Mayfield going to the Panthers. We talked about the upcoming suspension for Deshaun Watson. Thinks it's probably going to be a year. He also said it's going to be between like the next week or two when we find out that news. And then we also asked him, like, okay, assuming he gets the full year, we think we know plan A, Brissett for the entire season as starting quarterback. But then beyond that, what's plan B? What's plan C for the Browns?
Yeah, so to me, if Watson gets half the year to the full year / indefinite, they have to be in the market. And, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo comes to mind, and the Browns have created more than enough space to take that on, even before Baker. They've created more than enough cap space. You know, Cam Newton is available. Can he still play? I don't know. It's pretty thin.
No.
They had at their rookie minicamp, they had Jake Fromm in to throw reps and take an emergency look. That seems pretty far down. I think they would be in the trade market. You know, I think here's the other thing with that, guys. If Watson can get suspended but can still participate in preseason and the training camp, it's totally different than if it's indefinite and he can't come, because then you're left with only two quarterbacks to go through practice. So they don't want Josh Dobbs to ever have to play. But Josh Dobbs has been in the league. Josh Dobbs is super smart. And one of the two times in his 4 or 5 years that he's ever had to play was against the Browns in 2020 in a game that the Browns needed to get in the playoffs and the Steelers were playing their JV team. So they have seen him do it. So do I think it has to be Jimmy G or Cam Newton? Yes. But the Browns are obviously, A, still hoping it doesn't have to be anyone, and B, left in scramble mode, and maybe to say, okay, we trust Brissett, and then we'll explore trade options or release options as we get through August and into September.
All right, there you go. He's on Twitter, at Akron Jackson. Good breakdown today on the Brown situation. I would say if they, to me, I would just kind of find it funny if they would somehow now make a move for Garoppolo, and then they have a ton of success.
Yes.
And let's say they make a deep run in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden, hey, Watson's supposed to come back in 2023. Now what? Just thanks, Jimmy? Yeah. Wash your hands now.
Well,
see you later.
A couple of things. I agree with Lombardi. That'd be a good move for Cleveland to make and get Garoppolo. Number two, it's typical Cleveland that a guy who finally ends your playoff drought and wins a game, to you ship him out and you give a guy who could be suspended the whole year the largest contract in the history of sport, guaranteed history of sports. He thinks it'll be a year. Best, you agree with him? Best case, if Watson gets a year and it's Brissett, no trade, is 5-8 wins in that ballpark? I think that's a little high.
Well, that's best case, though, is what he said.
Yeah.
What you're, so you're
I
saying
think best case would be 6 wins.
But then you're saying their worst case is what?
Oh, or, it could be real bad.
Or, well, no, I'm sorry. What's more realistic?
I mean,
the
running game's
then?
Strong, but that's...
They can win more than 4 games with Brissett. If you're saying best case is 6, no, then
I'll
you got...
I'll go 7. I'll up that to 7.
You got to remember, Extra though, game. Good, yep. Good division.
Yep, easy schedule. Well, that's... But yeah, but what? Who knows what happened? The key to the season will be the first 4 games. They could go 3-1. They could go 1-3. I mean, there's just... that. Who knows? That's a great matchup against Carolina to start. Jets game at home, Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to be feisty. You can't dismiss them. They're always in the mix. Tomlin, a hell of a coach. Almost went to the playoffs with Duck Hodges. Horrible, atrocious quarterback play last year. Still went to the playoffs. Upgrade with Trubisky. You know, you think they win at Atlanta? You never know. Is Atlanta going to lose every game? So that's what he said too earlier. But I'm with Lombardi. He wrote this at VSiN.com about it makes sense to get Jimmy now. And you have to, you know, agree on some, maybe a pay cut and how that would work. But it's not guaranteed. So they can maneuver there as well.
How all this
but would the 49ers do that? I mean, we make that trade. That's it. Then it's all Trey Lance then. There's no going back.
You gave up 3 picks for that guy.
Yep.
To move up that far and take him number 3 overall. And then just the idea that Jimmy Garoppolo could impact so many teams is actually still kind of funny to me as
right,
well.
Right. Well, he was a loser in what happened. I mean, he's out of teams now other than...
No, he is.
With what happened, with that trade.
I still can't get over the fact that you went to a Super Bowl with him. You were up 17-7 on the road last year. I get it. He did not play well in that game at all. He was terrible. You're going to go from that to a total question mark in Trey Lance? They better hope it pans out.
You're also pot committed because of what you gave up.
Yeah, there's no getting around that.
I know.
And if he goes out there and he's a complete stink bomb, oh boy. Then what? You just got to suck it up and taking him third overall for the next 5 years, 4 years?
It's amazing how people can't wait to line up and say, Love can't play, that's it, on a small sample. But Lance looked terrible, and it's like, oh, it'd be good. There's promise there. He's got a chance.
It's still giving him up,
I mean, he was horrendous when he was in there.
Arizona
game?
Oh, my God.
He's throwing a fastball to guys. He's from me to you.
Yeah.
Tight end lines up. He's just firing it at him.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. And look, maybe he can play. Maybe he's going to be really
good. Good reviews so far.
Yeah. But I'm not going to write a guy off from what I saw last year, but you're right with that. By the way, got an email here, fkim@vsin.com from Jeff about the Orioles. He points out they are only 6 games back in the wild card.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, they're 39-44 after this 4-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Looking right now, 6 out of the wild card spot. Phenomenal job. He's asking if he can find American League Manager of the Year. Why not take a shot with him? If you can find that award,
they get the 500 or winning record.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fun. That could get there.
Yeah. Here's the.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your year-round to help improve your year-round to help improve your year-round to help.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.